Hello, hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. We are live. Yes, it is August 7th, 2024. Hello to all of you jumping on in the United States and around the world. I see people from Delaware, Texas, Manhattan, one of the boroughs. Hello to our neighbors in Manhattan, New York, New Jersey. I saw Scotland on here, our friends across the pond in Scotland. Washington State, Maricopa County. Now that's a place to watch. Let's see who else is here. Maryland, Kentucky, Alabama, New York City, Rhode Island. We were just in Rhode Island, actually. We'll tell you all about it. Something interesting happened in Rhode Island, so we'll talk about it in a few minutes. And hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Okay, so I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we have a couple things to go over. I have a couple of things to show you, some interesting things. I have a very interesting story from when we were in Rhode Island. So let's open up in prayer, and then we'll get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Lord, forgive us of every way we fall short. We all fall short of your glory, Father God. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Lord, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He rose again miraculously in 3 days, and after appearing to many, he ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne without ceasing, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Lord. Father, your presence is welcome to have your way. Father, let the power of your presence mightily go forth and move. Let people feel your presence and tangibly feel your presence, that the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, Father God, would minister to people, Lord, as we go forth. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you fill us and you fill me with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and reverential fear of the Lord. Go before me tonight. Let your word go before me, Lord. Let your wisdom guide me, Father God, I ask in Jesus' name. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. We just ask you would dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to protect this broadcast, Father God, to fill this place, to guard this property, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we just praise you that you are Almighty God, Father God. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth without your spirit breathed into us, Lord. And Father, let your name be glorified above all as we go forth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So welcome to everybody jumping on as we are getting ready to start here. Hello, there's a lot of people. I saw New Hampshire even just come on. So welcome to those who are watching in New Hampshire. So we have a couple things to go over. I'm going to show you something very funny, actually. And we're going to get into that tonight because there's a lot to go over tonight. There's a lot of prophecy unfolding. And there's something the Lord even said to me today that we're going to talk about. So first, we're going to do animal picks while people are jumping on. All right. This was the night of prayer, I believe. July 7th, 2024. One of our sanctuary staff here, Julia, got all the dogs ready. She got them in their bandanas, and they were all ready for the night of prayer. That is Cyrus, Missy, and little Toby. That is Bixby in his skylight hut. And as you can see, he's out cold having what we would call a cat nap, no pun intended. And there's Sadie praising Jesus. Sadie loves to praise Jesus, and she's always stretching out her paws. And sometimes I'll say to her, Sadie, praise Jesus, and I'll touch her stomach and she'll lift her paws up. This is the meeting of the minds. This is Cyrus and Esther, two biblical figures meeting through the gate. Cyrus is amazing with Esther. I have to tell you, he's been wonderful with her. She's been coming out more and more, so she's been getting more and more freedom as we acclimate. Look at that, two of them holding paws. How adorable. Yep, and there she is hanging out. We have her in the very large guest bedroom, and then we open up the door during the day, and we put a gate up at the stairs, and she can run around for two floors. And she's even come downstairs with Cyrus. That's Duchess, what you can see of her. She buries herself in the hay during the day. When we let her outside to hang out during the day, there's a barn there, and she goes and buries herself. Oh, that's Reese's. So Reese's is at the other property. We took her because she was diagnosed with stage 2 cancer, I believe, and the rescue could not give her the care that she needed. So we took her. She's actually doing very well. Up there's Mr. Pete showing his stuff off, looking for ladies. That's why male peacocks do this, people. They are looking for ladies. I don't know how else to say it. Up there's Bixby again in his skylight. Yep. And there is Prince. That is not Spider-Man you're seeing. That is actually Prince. There's Missy hanging out. Yep. Missy likes to just find all sorts of like spots to just lay down and cuddle up during the day. And there is, let me tell you, she looks innocent. She looks, keyword, innocent. She needs prayer, Esther. She's a bit of a nut. I don't know how to say it. She's very funny and she's very comical and she's quite the handful. And she's adorable. So there's our animal pics. Hello to everybody jumping on. I have a clip to show you of Charlotte. I'll set this up for you. Charlotte, yesterday, one of our horses had to be taken to the hospital because she was refluxing. And horses can't throw up. So when something happens to their intestines and it backs up into their stomach, they can't throw up, horses. So they have to be tubed to get it out. And so basically we had to take her on emergency, our team, to the hospital. She's doing amazing today. The tube is out. She is as feisty as can be. I'm going to show you the video, then tell you what she did.
Charlotte. Hey, you. Hi. Oh, you smile. What a good girl. Yes, you smiled. Oh, you want to smell, Mama? Smell. Come here, smell. You can smile again. Oh, hi, baby.
And so that was me with Charlotte today. And Charlotte is so antsy, she wants out, which is a great sign. It means they're feeling tons better. It means they can go home. You know, it means you can start to transition them. Well, Charlotte gave me a parting gift and she broke my wedding ring. So she grabbed onto it with her teeth and completely split it in two. You can only imagine Chris's face when he saw this. So now we are going to get it fixed, hopefully, and figure out, we'll take it to a jewelry no, and hopefully we can fix what Charlotte so graciously bestowed upon me today. Okay. Prayer line. We have a prayer line for those of you who don't know. And it is 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. There are the two phone numbers on the screen. We have people that absolutely love to pray, waiting to pray with you. So if you need someone to partner with you in prayer, please call the prayer line. They love to pray with people, these two ladies that we have. And we are very happy we are able to offer this to you. Okay, now get into today. I have to tell you about Rhode Island, though, because when I broadcasted the Hamilton broadcast, we were in Rhode Island, Chris and I. And I can't tell you the name of the shop. I'm not going to even tell you the area because I don't want to get the shop owner in trouble. But there was a shop and by the water, and it had there were some tops in there I kind of wanted to look at, but there was a sign out there. It said tarot card reader from 12 to 8. It doesn't matter if I'm traveling, whether I'm, you know, working or I'm trying to get some rest. The Lord sends me on missions no matter what. It's just something you have to accept as part of the job. So the Lord tells me, don't go in there today. Okay, not going to go in there. A couple days pass And the last day when we're going to leave, because Gus actually came out to kind of help and to kind of, you know, be with me with Chris and kind of help with Chris and do what he does. So he had come out Wednesday. So Friday we're leaving, and the Lord prompts me and says, now I want you to go into that shop. Okay, so Gus decides he wants to come, right? So we're marching down to the shop because the shop was very close to where we were staying. So Chris was okay, you know, just kind of hanging out by himself for 20 minutes. So we go down to the shop and I go in and I get the two shirts because I figure if I buy something, she's going to want to listen to me more about tarot card readers and where they get their information from. So I go up to the front. I meet the owner. You know, ringing my stuff up. And I said to her, you know, I was going to come in 2 days ago, but I saw that sign, tarot card reader from 12 to 8. She goes, oh, did that freak you out? I said, no, actually, I'm in ministry. And I know where tarot card readers get their information from. And they get their information from something called familiar spirits. And they are nasty and they don't play nice. She said, oh, really? I said, yes. So now we're talking. There's a woman in back of me in her, seems to be late 60s, early 70s. She has a cane. She's holding a blouse she wants to buy and a piece of candy. So as I'm talking to the shop owner, the Lord says to me, I want you to pay for the woman's things in back of you, this woman. So I go, hold on 1 second, ma'am, the shop owner. I walk over to this woman. The shop owner's watching this whole thing go down. And I said, ma'am, I said, we have a ministry and we just love to bless people. And so I would like to buy that top for you and that piece of candy, because I've been led to do this. And she was shocked. The shop owner looked like a deer in headlights. She said, that woman is my mother. And so totally befuddled now. So bring her mother over, told about Ark of Grace Ministries, paid for her mother's things, and just kind of, you know, ministered to them a bit. And then I kind of, you know, God said, God bless. And, you know, thank you, ladies. And I walked out and I left. And right there, the Lord drew a line in the sand for this woman about how tarot card readers operate and people in the prophetic operate. And it made a very staunch difference. So a seed was planted there. And Gus is coming out almost doing jumping jacks. He just thought the whole thing was just, you know, was just so much fun. And so this is what the Lord does with me. And he sends me on these missions, even when I'm, you know, away or I'm trying to take Chris somewhere. It doesn't matter. If I'm on call, I'm on call. So if the Lord says to me, you have to go now and do this, I have to go and do that. And so basically a seed was planted with that shop owner and her mother. And I said to them, I am trained to hear the voice of the Lord, that when the Lord tells me to do something, I do it. They didn't know what to say. They were completely dumbfounded. So prayerfully, that drew a line in the sand for them between tarot card readers and people in the prophetic and the power of Almighty God that went into that shop and hit that shop. So all glory be to God for that. I wanted to share that with you because it was just so wild. It was a lot of fun. So now to today, we have a lot to talk. People, I mean, just expect it to get nuttier at this point. Just expect it at this point that a mixed bag of nuts are trying to compete for what's happening in this nation, because there's just things happening constantly now, because the spiritual battle is picking up in the realm of the spirit, which is affecting things in the natural. So let's start because we have quite a few things to cover today. So there are times biblically when we see the Lord intentionally put poor counsel in the mouth of one's advisors, because the time is coming for that leader to be judged and fall. So I'm going to read some scripture to support this verse. We're going to start out with the word, and then we're going to get into why I'm actually going here with this. So 2 Chronicles 18, 1 through 22 says, now Jehoshaphat had great wealth and honor and was allied by marriage with Ahab. Some years later, he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria. And Ahab slaughtered many sheep and oxen for him and the people who were with him, and induced him to go up against Ramoth Gilead. Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, will you go with me to fight against Ramoth Gilead? He answered, I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in battle. That was foolish on Jehoshaphat's part. He was a righteous king, but that was foolish. Further, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire first for the word of the Lord. Then the king of Israel assembled the prophets, 400 men, and said to them, shall we go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I refrain? And they said, go up, for God will hand it over to the king. These are prophets that didn't even serve the Lord, okay? But inquire, the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat. Oh, no, wait, he says, but let's see. Go up, for God will hand it over to the king. But Jehoshaphat said, is there no prophet of the Lord still here by whom we may inquire? The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesies anything good for me. Meaning he never tells me what I want to hear. He never tells me anything nice. He tells me the truth. This is what Ahab's saying. But always evil. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Perhaps this time it will be different. Verse 8, then the king of Israel called for an officer and said, bring Micaiah, the son of Imlah, quickly. Now the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, were sitting each on his throne, arrayed in their robes. They were sitting at the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets were prophesying before them, the bought and paid for government-assisted prophets that were telling Ahab exactly what he wanted to hear. Zedekiah, the son of Chenana, had made horns of iron for himself and said, thus says the Lord, with these you will gore the Arameans, which are the Syrians, until they are destroyed. All the prophets prophesied this, saying, go up to Ramoth-Gilead and succeed. The Lord will hand it over to the king. So the messenger then goes to Micaiah and calls him and says, listen to the words of the prophets are of one accord, even though they're wrong, they're of one accord, foretelling a favorable outcome for the king. So just let your words be like one of them and speak favorably. But Micaiah said, as the Lord lives, I will only speak what my God says. So when he comes before the king, Ahab asked him, and he mocks Ahab at first and goes, oh, go up, the Lord's going to give it into your hand. And Ahab said, must I warn you to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? Then Micaiah said, I saw all the people of Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let each one return to his house in peace. Then the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you that he would not prophesy good in regard to me, but evil? That's all Ahab's worried about. So Micaiah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the hosts of heaven standing on his right and on his left. Then the Lord said, who will entice Ahab, king of Israel, to go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said this and another said that. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. The Lord said to him, by what means? He said, I will go out and be a deceptive spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Poor counsel. Then the Lord said, you are to entice him and also succeed. Go and do so. Now you see, the Lord put a deceptive spirit in the mouths of these prophets of yours, and the Lord has actually proclaimed disaster against you. Right there, Ahab had a chance to repent. He didn't. He still went to Ramoth-Gilead, decided to disguise himself, and he was struck by an arrow anyway, and he fell. So that's the first instance. The second instance is in 2 Samuel 17, 5 through 14. Nevertheless, Absalom said, now call Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear what he has to say. When Hushai came to Absalom, Absalom said to him, Ahithophel has advised this plan of action. Should we do what he says? If not, you speak and explain. So Hushai said to Absalom, Ahithophel has not given good advice this time. And Hushai said, you know your father and his men, that they are brave men, and they are enraged and fierce like a bear deprived of her cubs in the field. Your father is a shrewd man of war and will not spend the night with the people, knowing that you seek his life. Behold, he has hidden himself even now in one of the ravines or in another place. And when some of your troops fall at the first attack, whoever hears about it will say there has been a defeat amongst the people who follow Absalom. And even the one who is brave, whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will completely lose heart and melt away. For all Israel knows what that your father is a mighty man, and that those who are with him are brave men. But I advise that all the men of Israel be summoned to you from Dan to Beersheba, like the sand that is by the sea in abundance, and that you personally go into battle. So shall we come upon David in one of the places where he can be found, and we will fall on him as the dew falls on the ground. And of him and of all the men who are with him, not even one will be left. If he retreats, verse 13, into a city, then all Israel shall bring ropes to that city, and we will drag it into the ravine until not even a pebble of it is found there. Then Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the advice of Hushai the Archite is better than that of Ahithophel. For the Lord had ordained to thwart the good advice of Ahithophel so that the Lord could bring disaster upon Absalom. So the Lord ordained to thwart the good advice in order to bring disaster upon the one that was trying to hijack the kingdom from the rightful leader. Now, how does this match up to what we see happening? Well, we all know the announcement was made. This announcement was made in the time that we call the dire straits on the Hebrew calendar. That goes from the 17th of Tammuz, July 23rd, 2024, to the 9th of Ab, which would be August 12th, 2024. Kamala Harris picks Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota as her VP. A much older white man who is similar to the one they just ousted as the nominee, who would have been Joe Biden. Now, I had warned in a video she was going to pick a eunuch. And what did I mean by that? I meant Jezebel had eunuchs around her, and these were men for one reason or another that could not reproduce. And Walz is beyond the childbearing age. Okay, so in one way or another, we could see it that way. That this is following this potential Ahab-Jezebel paradigm, where Ahab falls first and Jezebel lingers a little longer, and then she had eunuchs around her, okay? So this is what happened. She picked a eunuch. And I'm telling you right now that poor counsel was put in the mouth of Kamala's advisors intentionally to pick this man, because the cunning move would have been to pick Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania, a Jew who is more moderate, who supports Israel, who is in a state that the Democrats need to win. Poor counsel was placed in the mouth of these advisors to advise this way, because in some ways, disaster is determined against them. So Tim Walz is past Bernie Sanders on the scale of cray-cray. So if we're going to measure on the scale of cray-cray, he's past Bernie Sanders. So they picked one of the most progressive out there individuals that they could pick, and they pick somebody. You know, the Democrats are for, you know, if they claim inclusion and wokeness and all this, but they picked what? A much older white man as the VP, which is a little strange, being they just ousted one as their nominee for president. And I'm going to tell you this also. Another reason Shapiro was not chosen is because of the anti-Semitism that is growing like a weed in the Democratic Party. Oh, it's there. It's there. And as much as they've tried to hide it under the rug and sweep it under the rug and talk it away, it is blaringly there. And this proves it. They bowed to their Hamas supporters. They bowed to parts of the squad that the Lord is beginning to scatter, and we're going to get into that. This is what they bowed to. They bowed before those idols. The cunning move would have been to pick Shapiro, but poor counsel was intentionally put in the mouths of their advisors. And you are going to begin to see a whirlwind of rhetoric that is going to completely turn off the American people because of this. So that is coming. Now, word of the Lord. We're going to get into some of the words of the Lord here, because this particular word has to do with what I'm talking about. This was March 25th, 2022. Watch what I, the Lord, so do, as I have anointed others as well for high positions in close proximity to him. Just watch what I, the Lord, thy God, do, for man thinks they know. However, I, the Lord, only know the beginning from the end. A table is about to be completely turned over. The money changers are being chased from the temple. The Ahabs and Jezebels are being thrown out of their seats. For I, the Lord, have intentionally put poor counsel in the mouths of their advisors, who shall fall on the hill, for I, the Lord, have spoken it forth, and it shall be so. This is almost 2.5 years ago. This word was put forth. This word has to do with what we see happening now and what we just saw happen. Okay. As far as, and I'm going to say this, as far as J.D. Vance in this. Now, I'm going to give you an interesting theory here. J.D. Vance in all of this just might be Jehu. In all of this, he just might be Jehu in what is unfolding. And I'll tell you why. Because Jehu did not live the most moral life his whole life. He did a lot of things he shouldn't have. He said a lot of things he shouldn't have. However, he was anointed to destroy the house of Ahab and Jezebel and the Baal worship in the land and tear Baal down in the land. He was a bit reckless, for sure. And he had a sharp tongue. And it seems wherever Harris goes right now to speak, Vance is right on her heels. So, you know, for example, if she goes to Pennsylvania, he goes to Pennsylvania. If she goes to Ohio, then he goes to Ohio. It's like he's right on her heels right now. So I'm still praying about that, but he just might be Jehu in this whole, you know, what we see unfolding here. Because Jehu was not the king when he was anointed. There was a king in place already. So this is why it's interesting also, just to put further into that. But we might just be seeing a Jehu in the making here. So just keep that in mind. Just pray about, I'm still praying about this, but I'm just talking about it with you briefly. Now, on to other news. We're going to put the political article up. Because guess what happened in the time of dire straits? Guess what happened? That news finally broke. Oh, you don't have the Politico article? Hold on. I'll copy it. Hold on. I will copy it. And I'll put it right here. Hold on. Paste. All right. I sent it to them. And, or if you have another article that matches about the assassination plot, either one is fine to put up, but something did happen with this that I want to talk about briefly. Here it is. Pakistani man charged with murder for hire plot that may have targeted Trump. So this has broke, and it says a Pakistani man suspected of plotting on behalf of Iran to kill high-ranking U.S. politicians or officials, including perhaps former President Donald Trump, is in U.S. custody after being charged with trying to hire hitmen to carry out the plot, according to the U.S. officials and court documents. So this man was arrested on July 12th. However, this news, I think, has just begun to break about this. And they're saying this is a different plot than the one at Butler County in Pennsylvania. So before I saw this article this morning, I heard something and I wrote it down. And this is what I heard. I heard one sentence. There is a double plot. There is a double plot to take out two with one stone. So I'll read that again. This is what I heard this morning, and I stopped and I wrote it down. There is a double plot. There is a double plot to take out two with one stone. So just keep watch for that and pray about that, because that is something that I think we're going to watch unfold in the coming month or so. So just keep that in prayer. When I tell you these things, it's for us to pray and intercede, because the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Notice, though, with what's happening, notice how they keep trying to take out the former president and not the current one. What does that tell you? that they keep trying to get rid of the former president who's running for president and not the current president. What does that tell you about the current administration if the plots are against the former president who's running again to become president? Tells you the administration, the current one, is highly complicit with other nations for the bounty of the political prey that these other nations have asked for. That is what that tells you. Now, let me go here to Proverbs 14. Oh, by the way, you can find about Jehu if you want to read about him. He's in 2 Kings 9, verse 6 through 10 is where it begins. So you can go and look that up and read about him if you want. Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Righteousness, moral and spiritual integrity and virtuous character exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Now, I'm going to tell you this too, that I wrote down. In the midst of this, what we see happening right now, something is going to unfold in Israel. Because the United States and Israel are connected spiritually and events happen in tandem. Because of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, and then the plot that was just uncovered in the past week and a half or so, because Israel and the United States are connected, you need to start looking at Israel for now, an open assassination attempt on Netanyahu, a public one. This is why I'm telling you to pray, a profound one. Pray, because Trump was spared, which means most likely Netanyahu will be spared if he stays close to the Lord right now. Because as goes the United States, so goes Israel. As goes Israel, so goes the United States. So because we've seen this right now, and because of the killing of that Hamas leader, which we will get into in a moment, there is going to be an attempt on the life of Netanyahu too publicly as well. Because of the strong tie the U.S. and Israel have. So just pray for that also, because I'm telling you, watch what's coming down the pipeline here with this, because it's coming. Okay, now, we're going to put this up. We're going to put Huntington.org. I'm going to show you something. So we're in the period of dire straits, okay? We're in this period right now till August 12, 2024. On July 30th, this flower called the corpse flower at the Huntington Museum only blooms every 3 years. The corpse flower, they had been waiting for it to bloom. It bloomed July 30th, 2024. So the corpse flower blooms July 30th, 2024. Guess what happened July 30th, 2024? We actually have the article to show you. Because the same day the corpse flower blooms, the Hamas leader is killed in Iran. So the same day this flower, the corpse flower, blooms, one of the top leaders of Hamas is killed in Iran the same day. Do I think that's a coincidence? No. He's also killed during this time of dire straits on the Jewish calendar. And when something is in dire straits, the term we use today, it means an emergency, something that's urgent, something that's very serious. And this is why we have to pray, because attempts not only have been plotted, but put into motion. Thank you. See, and Hezbollah, they were killed, and they're killed July 30th, the same day this flower blooms. Coincidence? I think not. Okay, so this is why we must pray, because attempts not only have been plotted, but put into motion around this time. So I had warned about this on the Hamilton broadcast. So to pray and intercede, so these attempts that have now been put into motion are thwarted. So you could go to last week's broadcast. It's titled Ahab's Fall and Hamilton are in the title, and you can go and watch that. But I started talking about this last week about these other plots now that are being put into motion around this time, because we're approaching the ninth of Av, and around the time of the ninth of Av, because that is one of the worst days on the Jewish calendar. It's when the Jews were expelled from England. It's when they're kicked out of Spain. It's when World War I began. It's when the spies came back with a bad report. It's when both temples were destroyed. It's a very serious time, and that's why that 3-week time is called Dire Straits, leading to the ninth of Av. Now, what's interesting too is on the 17th of, this was back in July of 2022, but on the 17th of Tammuz that year, which was the 16th of July, the January 6th hearings were happening during that period. So during the period of dire straits in 2022, the January 6th hearings were occurring. So you see that you tend to see these things happen during this 3-week period. And actually, Biden stepped down on the heels of entering this period of dire straits. So the 9th of Av is the date to watch right now, August 12th to the 13th, or around there, we'll say around that time, to watch for a potential crescendo and a crash here around that date, because we have to watch both Israel and the United States right now as things are going on in tandem. They're happening in tandem with these two nations surrounding these dates. Now, going to the word of the Lord from April 2nd, 2021, I'm going to read this to you because we're going to begin to talk about this crash. We're going to begin to talk about what we see happening right now and potentially what is to come. So April 2nd, 2021, the word of the Lord said, "The dragon has spun a web, and those who have so attached markets and economies shall crash, as I, the Lord, completely remove my capital hand. However, the underground church I shall protect as their holograms and ideograms and telegrams shall be found out, says the Lord of hosts." And then we have a clip from a dream I had. This dream, I shared on October 7th. I had it on the 6th of October. And so we're going to play this clip for you, because given what just happened in Japan and what is happening in the market in the United States of America right now, this was a dream I had back in 2021, I believe it was. And so let's play the clip. During the night of October 6th, this dream occurred, and this was the dream. It was dark outside. Help me, Lord, in Jesus' name here. It was dark outside. I was going into what looked to be some sort of house that was a business. So for some reason, Chris's uncle, I won't say his first name, but his father's brother, okay, was there. Now, the reason why this is significant, that the uncle is showing up in this dream, is that this particular uncle worked for Regeneron for a very long time. He still may part-time. I don't know. There were TV screens in this place with what appeared to be reporting on Wall Street and the stock market, potentially in other countries too. There were men in there. It appeared they have may have been doing some sort of stock transactions. Suddenly, in gold words, capitals, urgent, flashes across the screen. And these men began to get tense because stocks were plummeting. And they kept reporting the numbers going lower and lower and lower, and urgent in gold letters is flashing across the screens. I saw that, and I remember the last thing the Lord focused me on was the word urgent. That's the last thing I saw before I woke up, was urgent. So that's back in 2021 that I have this dream. Now, what's interesting about this is that the word urgent, because do we have the New York Times cover that we could put up of Joe Biden walking off for a minute? Because this has something to do with it. If we have it, there it is. Panic, right? So when something is urgent, there is a panic. And when Kamala was named the presumptive nominee, the stock market started to completely plummet, which is ironic given that her name means lotus goddess, and the goddess, the false goddess in Hinduism that sits on a lotus, is Lakshmi, who has to do with wealth and fortune. So it's ironic and very interesting that when she becomes the presumptive nominee through a virtual ballot casting, that what her name in a way means is the opposite of what happens, and the stocks begin to plummet. Now, this dream is over 3 years old. We're watching this now begin to happen because it started in Japan, the crash, and it affected the markets in the United States of America. And the Dow is still having issues. They're still having issues from this. There's no recovery yet. We are on the verge of a recession, people. Like, this is what is happening right now. January 27th, 2022. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, they shall come with chains and fetters to bind you. And if you humbly come to me, that's capitalized, meaning the Lord, I shall break their chains of iron. Their charges shall befall them, for they have been doing even worse in the dark behind the door to the inner chamber. They have met, four leaders have met from such committees. And in this meeting, they have discussed a leader swap. Oh, this is January 27, 2022. A leader swap with each one at the table playing a role. Thus says the Lord, they have discussed shutting down grids and markets in key parts of the country to scare the people and herd them like cattle into their plans. The paper that outlines your points and plans shall be revealed, says the Lord. It shall be by one who has had a yoke of conviction come upon them. It shall surprise you, says the Lord, it shall. And in your meetings, you have discussed sorcery and withholding certain medications. Now, it's interesting they said sorcery, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Withholding certain medications and creating shortages to bring forth a false crisis so you can deceitfully come in, the one you, capital, have anointed, O you who met in the inner chamber and looks to be a hero. Your plans shall fail, says the Lord. They shall crack, shall falter, and bring forth inconsistencies. They have discussed sorcery. Let me go back to that for a minute. So obviously markets, right? Shutting down markets in key parts of the country. Okay, so this is what we see. We're seeing this now beginning to happen. However, let me tell you where the sorcery ties in. January 2023, a year after this word is given. No, it was 2 years. January 2024. 2 years after this word is given. On Jesse Waters, they bring a psychic who operates in witchcraft on at the hands of a very foolish and reckless producer. And they bring her on national TV. And Jesse asks her about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And she draws tarot cards, right? Like the Witch of Endor. She draws tarot cards and she places them down. And the one she drew on Trump had to do with death and loss. This is 2 years after this word is given. That is sorcery on a mass scale meant to send a curse out into the nation. This woman needs prayer because she's a very deceived woman. She is dealing with very dangerous spirits that have her in chains and that use her the way the servant girl was used, who kept following Paul around saying, these are the servants of the Most High God who made money for her masters. This is Acts 16 in a way. So they do this on national TV. This is the sorcery, because the sorcery came first, then the attempts, then the assassination attempt. This is how dangerous this stuff is. And this was intentionally done by somebody internally that knows the dark power behind these arts. And so 2 years after this word is given, we see this play out on live TV. And 7 months later, we see the assassination attempt. Is this an accident? No, it's not. This is spiritual warfare. And no news station should be bringing somebody operating in that out publicly to try to draw cards on potential candidates to curse them. Be it onto the producers in Jesus' name that did that. Be it onto them, because they should have never tampered with this. I hope they repent. I pray they repent, because there's a lot that has unfolded since then. So what they said is they talked about sorcery. They talked about withholding medications and creating shortages. And they talked about shutting down markets. This is what this meeting that the Lord said happened, discussing a leader swap right back in January 2022. This is what they were discussing. And isn't it interesting, on cue, Cyrus walks in and touches the shofar. So Cyrus, you walked in and touched the shofar while mommy's doing that. You want to come up and say hi? Okay, okay, come up, say hi. Okay, okay, okay. Isn't that interesting? He walks in on cue. You're such a good boy. You lay down. Lay down in the office with mama. Good boy. So I want to go. Oh, we have the clip of this. Do we have the clip of this one that I just read? No. Okay. I just want to make sure, because there's a January 27, 2022 clip here that says link to broadcast. Oh, it might be this. Yes. I think it's the next one about the coasts and blocks and stocks. Okay. Let's play that clip. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch off the coasts, plural, as blocks and stocks, including with offshore accounts, will freeze and drop. And just when it appears another climb shall happen, a crash of banking systems overseas, including futures and bundles, shall occur and make a wave, that's capitalized, across nations. A tidal, it is spelled T-I-T-L-E, a tidal wave of great capacity and importance. And this wave so shall carry in with it a changing of the guard and a switching of titles, as a fast switch of leadership shall occur to hide the shortcomings and weaknesses and scandals of such. However, it will be plain to the people that their iron veil of secrecy has dramatically weakened, and so shall tear at the seams, and it shall be torn down. That's capitalized, says the Lord of hosts this day.
There was a lot of this in 2022 prophecy about this. There's one too from June 9th, 2022. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the Dow, what you call the Dow, shall drop even further, as even the strongest of stocks in that market shall take some of the biggest hits in history, as I, the Lord, squeeze and press the leadership of this nation. For they have brought condemnation upon your land by their wickedness against, as Egypt did such through the persecution of my people. Your leadership has brought condemnation upon the land and stunted growth and dried up places of deep resource and allowed darkness to come in and fester. However, I, the Lord, in protecting my people, and as they race, run the race set before them, I, the Lord, will protect them from the devourer, for the devourer shall be commanded from my throne to turn on those it has been using and influencing and devour them, says the Lord of hosts. That's June 9th, 2022. Okay. So, as we approach the ninth of Av, let's just take inventory of what's going on. We've got stock markets crashing. We have Israel bracing themselves for a heavy retaliation from Iran. We had our base bombed in Iraq by proxies of Iran, okay? We have Kamala Harris being named the presumptive nominee. We have Tim Walz being picked as VP, proving that the Democratic Party, there is a foothold of anti-Semitism in it in many ways, allegedly. And we also have, let's see what else. I'm going through it in my head because so much has happened over these past culminating 3 weeks that we have the crash in Japan and we have the stocks plummeting here in the United States of America. This is all no accident that this is happening during this time. And I believe Iran is going to strike Israel closer to the 9th of Av. I believe that's what we're going to see here. If it might be right on the 9th of Av, because you know why? That's when Israel fasts. Jews fast for 24 hours. No food, no water. They don't bathe. They don't drive anywhere. There's a lot of rules about the 9th of Av. And if Iran is strategizing, trying to get them closer to the 9th of Av would be right prophetically in line with what we see happening. And speaking of this, we're going to talk about the squad for a minute because and what's going on with this, because there is prophecy coming to pass with this as well. So October 20th, 2023, there shall be those in Congress who have shaken their fists at Israel, who have supported the campaign of a wicked spirit of terror, and those who have issued such as a challenge to me, says the Lord. And oh, I shall respond, says the Lord, I shall respond. The squad indeed shall be scattered as chaff before the wind in a way that makes other members of this house walk circumspectly, says the Lord. For your seat shall rupture under you, and your own rhetoric shall swallow you up, for you rise in rebellion in an hour of such shedding of blood. In an hour of war, you encourage the wicked to continue their way of blood. And for that, you shall lose your voice, your influence, and your seat. For you are a plant, that's capital, says the Lord. You are a tear, that's capital, planted to corrupt the wheat, for the wheat struggles to grow in an environment that tears down life. It does not speak life or my word, and that's capitalized. And we'll show you. The article, squad member Cori Bush loses Democratic primary in Missouri. Second squad member to go down. The other one lost their seat in New York not so long ago. And it says, Missouri Rep. Cori Bush has lost her Democratic primary to St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell, securing another win for the same pro-Israel groups that helped out New York Rep. Jamal Bowman 6 weeks ago. So the squad members are beginning to be scattered as chaff before the wind. And she lost her seat during the time of dire straits. So this is when she lost her seat. During this period of dire straits, as we approach the 9th of Av here, she loses her seat. Why? Because the Lord is bringing a hard correction and rectification to those who want to hold on to a seat, yet persecute his people. For those who want to blaspheme the name of God and support terrorist organizations that do not serve God, that do not fear him, and will not carry out his word. And they're holding on to their seats, and their seats are beginning to rupture under them, and they're going to go down like dominoes. The squad is about to go down like dominoes, not only by losing their seats from races, but now scandal coming out and smearing in the middle of this presidential race that's going to cause some of these squad members to have to step down from their seat and give it up and resign. We are going to watch this come to pass now, real time, amidst the election, and it is going to smear the names of those on the Democratic ticket who are running, because they keep saying that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. First of all, we're a republic. Thank you very much. If you know your history, we're a republic. Secondly, you're absolutely right. He is a threat to your version of democracy. He is a threat to your paper doll figure puppet howdy doody show extravaganza, three-ring circus, including the bearded lady as the Secretary of Energy, right? Within that administration, he is a threat absolutely to your version, your corrupted, jilted, heinous version of democracy. You are absolutely right, because that is not the democracy that should be in this nation. God did not give us liberty, which is freedom with responsibility. He did not give us that to go and use it to do corrupt, perverse things within this nation. That's not why it was given. It was given so people could serve the Lord freely without persecution. It was given so there would be freedom of religion. This republic was given to us. God handed it over in the revolutionary wars. He handed it over. It was divine providence that caused the victory there. And it wasn't handed over for this to happen. And you have godless people right now, and people that have made deals with other nations to hunt down leaders like political prey, to hunt them down like they're hunting deer, in order to make a deal with that nation. They cast lots for the day of political opponents' destruction. And that casting of lots is not over yet. This is the first round of lots that were cast. Listen to what I'm saying. This is the first round of lots that were cast. There is a second round coming. There is a second round coming for lots being cast at certain families and at certain prime ministers overseas. This second round of lots is coming very soon. These lots are illegally being cast. Haman illegally cast lots for the days of the Jews' destruction. It was illegal. You know why? Because it was divination what he was doing. This wasn't like the casting of lots that the high priest did once a year, where he presented the two goats and the lots were taken out and cast on the goats, and one was released and one was killed in order to cover the sins of the people. This is not what this is. This is divination, casting of lots in order to destroy opponents to the seat, to the presidency, to the prime ministership, to the highest seats in the land. These are illegal lots being cast. And those that are doing this will be weighed and judged, because Haman was weighed and judged. And when Ishtar arises in the nation to try to take the highest seat in the land, Ashtoreth, who's the counterpart to Baal, when that happens, you need an Esther moment. You need the reversal of the lots that were cast. You need an Esther and that spirit to arise. You need that spirit that was within Esther that God had put in her to arise in the nation to oppose the counterpart of Baal, Ashtoreth, Ishtar, that is trying to now take the highest seat in the land. Because this is who they've cast lots before for the day of destruction of political opponents. And you cannot out-politicize, out-strategize politically this spirit. There is no way, no how. It will crush you. This is something that has to be fought in the realm of the spirit before the court of Almighty God, and using the authority of the believer through Christ Jesus that we've been given. That is the strategy. That is how it has to be fought. Before David would pursue, he'd say, bring me the ephod. And he'd go before the Lord first and said, should I pursue when Amalek tried to take everything from him and destroy him? He said, should I pursue? This is what should be going on right now in some campaigns. Lord, should I pursue? Lord, should I say? Lord, should I go in this direction? Lord, should I go to Pennsylvania? Lord, should I go to Texas? That is the strategy that then affects the political outcome. Because political strategists can be wonderful for their wheelhouse, but they cannot fight a spirit that way. You can't fight a spirit that way. That this ancient demon has been around a long time, and it has deceived many generations of people. And right now, this is what's being warred with. And this is why that same spirit that was within Esther has to rise up within the people of the United States of America right now. This is why. She called for that 3-day fast. And she went to the king weak and tired and taking her life in her hands in order to destroy the illegal lots that were cast by Haman. There's a second round. Illegal lots have already been cast for round 2. They've already been cast. So we need to pray because they've been cast for more than one leader. And like I said up here, what the Lord had given me, and I want to read it verbatim because I don't want to say something I shouldn't say. And I perceive it to be the Lord because of the way I heard it. Let me see here. It would say 8:7:24. Let's see. All right, here's the scripture. And then it goes to 8:7:24. That's what I'm looking for right now. Let me see here. Here it is. There is a double plot. There is a double plot to take out 2 with 1 stone. I heard that this morning. So be in prayer. There are things I sit on. There are dreams I get. There are things I hear from the Lord. And at times I can release them. And at times I sit on them. There are some things I'm sitting on right now that I've heard that I'm waiting, that I'm praying about. But this is definitely something that can be put out. You know why it's put out? To pray. So the saints can intercede. So as the body of Christ, we can intercede. This is why it's put out. So, interestingly enough, somebody just pointed out in the chat, Mick, that when the 9th of Av ends, it'll be August 13th, which is exactly 1 month from the time they tried to assassinate President Trump. So exactly 30 days after the assassination attempt will be the ending of the 9th of Av, right? 30 is a significant number biblically, including 30 pieces of silver that were given to Judas to betray Jesus. And so isn't it interesting that 30 days after the assassination attempt of President Trump, the 9th of Av, we'll be going into the second day of the 9th of Av, the 24-hour period. So we'll be going, it starts August 12th, I believe, at sundown. It goes to August 13th at sundown. So the 9th of Av will exactly be 1 month since. So just mark that. Mark that and pray. Pray, test the spirit. But it's about 30 days, maybe 31 days. But what I'm saying is we're right around that mark from a month's time that this attempt happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. That is by no accident, okay? Because what is set up in the spiritual is set up intentionally, in a certain order, in a certain way, that then you see it process in the natural. And so this is why we're seeing what we're seeing. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I think this is where I'm going to end for tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing some of you this weekend. And if I can, I will come back on. I'm going to do shorts though. So we will be putting out some shorts. I have been praying because I feel something stirring in me. When I begin to feel a word stirring in me, I kind of wait on the Lord with it. So I'm waiting on the Lord for this word that has begun to stir. So I will just wait on the Lord till that comes. I'm just going to be waiting on the Lord with that till that word comes. And then I will make sure to put it out once the Lord gives it to me and releases me to do so. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Sadie's up here with me. She's actually laying on my Bible right now. So we're going to put up a couple things at the end here. Hi, Missy. Oh, you come in too. Very nice, very nice. So we're going to put a couple of things up. Rafa, we're going to put up first. So this is Rafa, and the Lord gave me this idea, and I went to Dr. Sherwood with it because women fight quite a bit of these symptoms many times for different reasons. So fatigue, you know, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, things of that nature that you know, as females we go through. And so we created this. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, and the Lord has put everything in the earth that actually helps to heal us. He is the healer and he is the great physician, but he also put things in the earth here that are all natural to help heal our bodies. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry partners to learn more. And we'll put up Givaderm. I absolutely love Givaderm, and I love these ladies. Not only are they believers, but they are amazing women. This is an all-natural skincare line. They even have bar soap that Chris absolutely loves. Now, he's always asking me if they're going to send him soap because he absolutely loves their bar soap. But this is an amazing product. I use it twice a day. It is one of the best-smelling and most effective that I have ever used. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARC10 to get a 10% discount. You'll truly be blessing a Christian business as well, which we love to help out with on here. So, oh, people are asking about a fast. I am praying about when to, now you can fast on the 9th of Av. You can fast from August 12th to 13th. A fast as you feel led. So, you know, if you can't do no food, no water for 24 hours, you can do something else. Well, by all means, please do so. But I am praying about another fast and when to call for it. So I am praying about that. We will let you know, I promise. So thank you for asking that. Thank you very much. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 1, 23, 34, 35. That's you contend with those who contend with me, O Lord. I love that psalm. Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. I love that as well. Ephesians 1 and 3, those are great chapters to read, but also in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, there are scriptures in the first few pages of that book from these chapters that I say every single day. I'm actually going to get the exact scriptures for you in Ephesians 1 and 3, so it can be up here as well. Also, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. We need to pray that way. There is an order to that prayer. We have to come to the Lord praising him first, giving him his due praise first before we ask for anything. So that's why the Lord's Prayer is so important. And we always like to encourage you with the word at the end. So thank you everyone for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you and we'll be back on soon. Hello everyone, Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here.
If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.